Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives, our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network, interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello, Army family. You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
Hi, and I'm your co-host, DJ Sutterfield. Today is Monday, June 5th, 2017. And this is show number 610. Thank you for tuning in this evening.
Tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Bob Wiedauer, Vice President of Sales Development and Military Programs at Combined Insurance. He'll be discussing career transition for active duty military members and their families. You can connect with Combined Insurance by going to their Facebook page at Combined Insurance United States, Twitter at Combined INS. They're also on YouTube at Combined Insurance USA, LinkedIn at company/combined-insurance, and Instagram at Combined Insurance. You can also find them on the World Wide Web at combinedinsurance.com.
If you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use the hashtag Army Wife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN Core Team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers that are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on armywifenetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives. We're just like you. And speaking of being just like, you know, we're just like everyone else, we're camaraderie. And so I want to welcome our new graphics designer, DJ. This is your first time ever hosting on AWTR. And I was just telling you before the show that we're pretty relaxed. You know, we're Army Wives that we're here to share information and resources. And, you know, like I'm calling from Fort Hood, Texas right now in my bedroom, my makeshift office, so that I have some privacy. My normal office is kind of out in the open, and so if I was downstairs where I generally have my desk and computer, you would hear probably my dogs barking, the doorbell ringing, my husband chatting on the phone or something. So I am up in my room. So DJ, won't you tell us kind of where you're calling from tonight and a little bit about yourself?
I'm calling from San Angelo. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be your graphic designer. I'm calling from San Angelo, Texas. So we're both in Texas. I was an Army spouse for 20 years. I've been on active duty. I have two boys, and that's about it. I'm pretty basic. I'm just like you. I'm sitting in my bedroom right now, doing the show, so that because this is the peace and quiet area of the house.
Yes. And you do fantastic work. So any of the graphic The graphics that you see on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram channels throughout the month of June and onward are all thanks to DJ and our social media team that comes with, up with the fun ideas that DJ turns into art. So
we've
we
got
appreciate
some funny
you
ones
sharing
coming
your
way.
Talent. Yeah.
it's a lot of fun, though, because as you we're all the same. We're all military spouses. We've all dealt with different issues. So each one of them is something we all can relate to. And I think that's what makes our show awesome and our site awesome.
Oh, right. Yeah. Do you like doing graphic design? Well, obviously you like doing graphic design. How long have you done graphic design?
I actually I have a degree in graphics from Angelo State University in San Angelo, Texas. Since 2006 is when I got that degree, I have a plethora of jobs. I've been a military spouse just like the rest of y'all, and we just kind of go from different career field to career field, and this one's my favorite so far. I enjoy art, and I enjoy putting my ideas on paper, and if I'm not doing graphics, then I'm building something for my house. So I like to do it art in different kind of ways. So good time.
Oh, how neat. So share with us a little bit, like, what type of things do you build, like, woodwork or?
Woodwork. My dad worked construction my entire life, so he's taught me so much. And I just kind of put it on paper, and I've made just a dartboard holder, and I've made signs for our backyard. I did a American flag out of wood slats, and we painted it, and we burnt it, and it looks really tarnished, but it's beautiful in the way we tarnished it. Just different things like that. I changed up the ceiling. This is what happens when you retire from the military. You've been living in military housing for a long time, and they've been telling you, no, don't paint that wall. Well, now my walls are just full of life because we've, you know, you do without that for so long.
Right. So it's amazing the things that you end up missing. Yeah. And that ends up being a big deal. That is so cool. So how long have you been in San Angelo?
This time around, we've been here 5 years. We were stationed here when my husband was active duty. He was actually a drill sergeant here as well. He works for the Army now as an instructor for an intelligence course. So it's still like being a military spouse. He comes home and talks about the soldiers, and you get to know them, and, you know, you hear their little things that they do during the day, and you think, yeah, I was there one time. I was that age. So it's really nice to be here again. The community's great, so we love it. What about you? You're getting ready for your PCS.
Oh, yes. We are going OCONUS, our first ever OCONUS assignment, which I had no idea Hawaii would be considered OCONUS, and I had no idea it would be such a big undertaking. our last PCSs had always had come and pack up the household goods and take them to our next destination. But now they go in three different phases, I guess. We have the unaccompanied baggage and temporary storage and then household goods. So it's a process of, okay, what can we do without for the next 3 years? And what do we want to take? And what do we ship ahead of us, you know, with the unaccompanied baggage that we need right away? And then they're shipping the cars, and we shipped my husband's car the week before last, and hoping that it would get there by the time we get there. And they told us about 47 days, so keeping our fingers crossed. But it's strange doing without a vehicle. I had no idea how often we would have to coordinate that, and how spoiled you get having two vehicles, you know. So
but
I remember growing
nice
up and my parents. We'll still have to ship our van, which that's going to be hard for me to do without, but I like my van. But like my husband's cars for me is tiny, and I can't see. I like to be up high when I drive,
yes,
because I'm short anyway. So this way I can see everybody. But so I'll just
I don't like sitting down low here either. And I think it's something about being with all these big trucks here in Texas. I have to sit up high too. I don't want to be in a little big car next to all these big trucks here. So I can fully understand. I don't have a problem with seeing. I just want to be just as tall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Texas, they have their big trucks, don't they? I don't think I'd ever seen so
yes.
many big trucks in my life. And I'm a Kansas girl. So, yeah, that
yes,
has
and I'm
been
from Kentucky, so.
Sharing the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're bigger, so I let them have their way.
Yes. Yes. Well, it looks like it's time for us to dive into our hot topics this week. Hot in military family news. Lawmakers again push for more flexibility with military moves. Lawmakers will try again to give more military families flexibility in their permanent change of station moves with a pair of bills introduced Thursday. The Military Family Stability Act, sponsored by two Democrats and two Republicans in the House and Senate, would allow families who receive move orders to either leave up to 6 months before their service member's assigned date to set up their new home, or remain behind 6 months to ease the transition, making it easier for families to manage the challenges that come with military life is both a readiness and a retention issue, said Senator Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri. He goes on to say that this bill would address one of the major challenges he hears from military families, an ill-timed move that takes a child out of school or prevents a husband or wife from pursuing an educational or career opportunity. To read this story by Leo Shane III in its entirety, go to militarytimes.com and look for the article, Lawmakers Again Push for More Flexibility with Military Moves. A link directly to this article will be posted in our AWN Twitter feed this evening.
Hot on AWN this week, AWN blog contributor Amy Trimble shares her latest post and encounter she had with an elderly male bagger at the commissary who quipped as he made small talk with her. So, you're a real-life Army wife, huh? I've been thinking that it's a good thing I served when I did. My wife wouldn't have lasted very long in today's Army. Amy tells that her immediate reaction was to smack him with my extra reusable bags, but she refrained. Then she thought to herself, how does he know what his wife would or wouldn't do in today's Army? And for that matter, who cares? Lately, a whole lot has been written in the Male Spouse blogosphere about this very topic. Exactly who cares what kind of Army wife you are, and why are you qualifying Army wives anyway? Read more of this hot blog on AWN by heading over to armywifenetwork.com. Look for Amy's blog, A Real-Life Army Wife.
And hot news from AWN this week. AWN's Sherita Knobloch represented Army Wife Network at the National Memorial Day concert in Washington, D.C. She live-tweeted during the broadcast, allowing AWN fans a first-person experience to the powerful show that was aired on PBS. Sherita was even able to capture a video at the Arlington National Cemetery, which you can view on the AWN Facebook page, in which she pays tribute to those who have fallen in service to our country, as well as the Gold Star families left behind. A solemn reminder to us all that freedom truly isn't free. Check out the video on our Facebook page and share with others as a way to remember those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. We will be posting a link directly to this video, as well as all the links we mentioned during the show in our Twitter feed tonight. Well, DJ, tell us about our PSA this week.
Last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask that for you to send them at least 10 days in advance. Send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. Blast off at a science museum, take a walk through nature, encounter animals at the aquarium, or meet your heroes at a historic park. Blue Star Museums can help you create memories this summer. Participating museums across the country offer free family admissions for active duty military families from Memorial Day through Labor Day. To find a participating museum, please go to arts.gov/national/blue-star-museums. That is it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is our new 6th Gen, bringing you the need to know stories. We'll be right back.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. We have our new 6th Jen on the line, bringing us our need-to-know news stories. Hey, Jen, what do you have for us tonight?
Hi, Crystal and DJ. Tonight's story is about President Trump's proposed budget and the effects it would have on the military and military family members. President Trump submitted his proposed budget to Congress for review and approval earlier this week.
Give us the good news first, Jen. What would the president's proposed budget do to help military families?
Well, under the proposed budget, military family support programs would receive $8.3 billion in fiscal year 2018, which is a $600 million boost from the FY 2017 budget. $1.4 billion of that would go specifically to commissaries, a bonus of $200 million over fiscal year 2017.
That is good news. Now, I've got to ask this. What's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is that child care and youth programs would get $1.2 billion, which is a $100 million cut from FY 2017. This cut comes despite calls from families for more support in those areas, as well as plans by all the military services to expand the hours of operations for child development centers. Eileen Huck, who is the Deputy Director of Government Relations for the National Military Family Association, said that the NMFA found the proposed cut to child care and youth programs disappointing, especially after their work with military families who have long requested more child care availability from all branches of the military. Within the budget, there's also a $200 million increase in warfighter and family services for all branches, which include programs such as military exchanges, family support centers, tuition assistance, and non-medical counseling services. While this may seem like a large increase for these programs, the NMFA questioned that as the branches plan to add personnel if this increase would be enough to pay for benefits across a larger number of military families.
Can you tell us about any more military family-related budget items in the president's proposed budget?
Well, the budget for MWR programs would remain about the same as fiscal year 2017. That money would be used to cover things like fitness centers, libraries, and some education and recreation programs. Funding to operate DoDEA schools would increase by $300 million, and the Spouse Employment and Career Opportunities Program would remain constant at $100 million. This money pays for the MyCAA program and education and employment counseling and assistance to all military spouses.
Jen, what can you tell us about the pay raise for military personnel under the proposed budget?
Military personnel would receive a 2.1% pay raise in January, which is less than the projected rise in private sector wages. That is the same amount as the pay raise for FY 2017. The private sector pay raise is expected to be about 2.4% for fiscal year 2018. 7 of the last 8 pay raises for military service members has been below the private sector raise. There is talk, though, that members of Congress are looking at boosting the president's proposed military pay raise to at least match the private sector pay raise.
Jen, what's the next step for the president's proposed budget?
The military side of the budget is now in the hands of the Defense Appropriation Committees in both the House and the Senate for review. These committees will send any revisions to the budget to the full House and Senate for a vote before it will pass back to President Trump for the final approval.
Jen, thanks so much for bringing us tonight's news. Now, please keep us posted on any updates to the president's proposed budget. And listeners, stay tuned after this break for our interview with Bob Wiedauer, here to talk to us about career transition for active duty military members and their families. Great information coming your way. You don't want to miss it.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetDix.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com, interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, TJ Sutterfield. Tonight we have Bob Wiedauer. Bob is the Vice President of Sales Development and Military Programs at Combined Insurance. He oversees key sales development and support initiatives for the company and is also responsible for further developing Combined's nationwide military sales markets and military veteran program.
Bob joined Combined at the start of 2017 after spending 15 years at USAA in a variety of sales, marketing, and operations roles. He is also a decorated veteran who spent 22 years in the United States Marine Corps, where he retired as a squadron commanding officer. During his time in the USMC, Bob led a squadron during combat operations and achieved the highest operational readiness rates in the squadron's history. His squadron was also selected as the Marine Corps Aviation Association's Prowler Squadron of the Year. Bob is married to Diana, is the father of two and grandfather of two, and he says hopefully someday more. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you very much, Crystal and DJ. I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your
service,
Bob.
And it's so great to have you with us this evening. Would you tell us a bit more about yourself and where you're calling from this evening?
I'm calling from my home here in Chicago, which is the headquarters of Combined Insurance. As you may have guessed, I'm on my third career now. I'm married to who I believe to be the world's greatest military spouse, Diana, and I have children, one who's a project, my daughter's a project developer for a renewable energy company, and she's pregnant with her first child. And my son, who is a captain in the Marine Corps and a father of two, which means that he is the owner of my two current grandchildren, but his wife's pregnant as well, and they're due about the same time. So I'm going to go from two grandkids to four grandkids this December. So I'm really, really excited about that.
That's exciting.
Congratulations.
I bet your wife is very excited to have grandbabies on the way. Some more.
Absolutely. Yep.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit more about your military experience?
Well, as you mentioned, I spent 22 years in the Marine Corps, and I moved around my fair share, no more or less than any of you or anyone else. The kind of interesting thing about my military experience is that EA-6Bs, the Prowler, are only stationed in the Marine Corps anyway at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point. So I spent three tours there. I'd spend an operational tour there, then go off, and I was an instructor in Pensacola, then went back to Cherry Point, then spent some time at Marine headquarters, then went back to Cherry Point. So I was kind of bouncing back and forth between Cherry Point and other places on the globe. But, again, I spent all that time in EA-6Bs and retired out of Cherry Point as well.
Okay.
Wow. So after 22 years in the Marine Corps, what was the transition from your military life into civilian life like for you?
Well, there's two generally accepted ways that you can transition from the military to civilian life. And the one that is most often recommended by most transition programs is that you search for a job, and once you find that job, then that's where you move your family when you leave the military. I chose the other way, which is I determined with my family together, we determined where we were going to live after I got out, and then I found a job in that location. The disadvantage of that, of course, is that or the advantage of the first way is that you have much broader opportunities, your aperture is much broader, et cetera. But I kind of felt, and that's, again, that's the way most people do it. I felt, though, that I'd moved around my family enough in the military, so I decided to let them choose where we were going to live, and it ended up being San Antonio, Texas, because of a lot of things, one being the military feel of the city. And then I had to figure out what I was going to do, and I ended up, I was fortunate enough to land a position with USAA, which most of you have heard of, that... Obviously, that company, USAA, values military service, and they also serve military and veterans. So my transition was relatively easy. I went from, being in the military to joining a company that serves the military. So it was relatively easy. So, and when we get to that later on in the show, I will point that out as one of my recommendations, to make sure that you join a company that honors and values military service.
Oh, yes. Now, what was the transition like for your family?
For them, it was just another move. We moved again from North Carolina to Texas. My wife had to, once again, as you're all well aware, once again had to find gainful employment. My kids had to assimilate into a new neighborhood, schools, et cetera. But it was just another move. And this time, like I said, they had a hand in choosing where we went. So it was a little easier. That move was a little easier on them, but it was just another move.
Okay.
How did you go from squadron commander to getting into the insurance industry?
Well, that's the story kind of begins and ends at USAA. I transitioned out of the military, got a job at USAA providing deployment support for units who were going overseas. As you know, or as most of the listeners know anyway, USAA is a full-line financial services company, and once I was there, they also provide a lot of training and education and thing, and I just started to learn more, gain skills, gain experience, gain qualifications, and I found that I was especially suited, I think anyway, for leading sales teams, providing insurance and investment products to our customers. So it started off as deployment support, and again, through gaining of certifications and experience and training, I just kind of drifted into the insurance and investment business.
Okay. Can you tell us more about Combined Insurance and how you got with them?
Yeah, again, after 15 years at USAA, I decided to retire from USAA. I thought it was time for me to quit the working world and spend more time with my kids and grandkids, and that lasted about 2 weeks. And then I realized that I wasn't quite done with the working world. So through networking and through just getting to know people and things like that, a position at Combined Insurance here in Chicago was made known to me, and I started talking with the staff here, and it took a month or two, but just through conversations and coming up here to Chicago, I love the people, I love the mission. It was very similar to what I was doing, and it was a great opportunity, so I kind of made the move. And Combined is a leading provider of supplemental insurance, accident, disability, and health insurance, and it's a member of it's a Chubb company. We've got sales agents throughout the country who work to provide our customers with additional insurance that pays cash benefits after your primary insurance pays, but it's to cover the unexpected costs that comes with illness and injuries.
Okay.
And if you've ever heard, you may have heard of a man by the name of W. Clement Stone, who kind of revolutionized or popularized the term positive mental attitude. He started this company almost 100 years ago with a positive spirit and a vision to make the world a better place, which those values still ring true today.
Wow.
Well, Bob, could you tell us about your role with Combined Insurance, what you're doing now?
Absolutely. I'm the Vice President of Sales Development and Operations, and that means I oversee a team who work to ensure that our agents, again, across the country, have the tools and leadership necessary to succeed. And selling these important insurance products to our customers, to the consumers. I also lead the military program support area, which is charged with hiring veterans and supporting them while they're employed here, and then overseeing the work that we do with the various veterans groups.
What's the most rewarding part of your job? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We both have questions.
There's not really one most rewarding part of my job, but I really like leading people, and I like finding out what is important to them and helping them achieve those goals, and not just the people that I work with, but also the customers. So helping our agents determine our customers' needs and finding out how we can best support them is very, very rewarding to me. And doing it in a very broad and mission-focused manner is is extremely important.
Yes, I can understand that.
Right. And then we have another question. What's the most challenging part for you? The transition out of the military into civilian life and working with combined, or was it more challenging for you when you were in the military?
Neither were. I don't want to sound trite here, but one wasn't more challenging than the other. They all have their own different challenges, different issues. Nothing is insurmountable, however. And all three organizations that we've been talking about here are very, very mission-driven. So there's an objective, and, you achieve the objective, and everybody works towards that goal. So it's pretty clear where you're headed, and I really like that, and it makes it much easier to work there, whether it's military, USAA, or combined.
Well, I'm sure just having the procedures – because you're used to that, so I'm sure that was helpful with the transition.
Right. And, I think sometimes we hear challenge and think of it negatively, but I love a good challenge, so I love how you answered that question. So, well, Bob, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about your military hiring efforts at Combined Insurance. And listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join in the conversation and ask questions of Bob by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and be sure to use #ArmyWife to participate. Click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah, and on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, this is your Army Medicine, Be As Healthy As You Can Be, Health Minute. June is Men's Health Month. This month, encourage the men in your life to take time to improve their health. Encourage them to get their regular checkups and screenings, as well as the right amount of sleep. Even though PT might be a regular habit, moving throughout the day is just as important. The Army's Performance Tryout focuses on good habits of sleep, activity, and nutrition. Let the men in your life know that you care and want them to be as healthy as they can be and to take an active role in their health. Reassure them that they can discuss any concerns or health risks with their healthcare team. They are there to help monitor such health indicators as blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, and body mass index through regular physicals and age-appropriate health screenings. Small changes make a big difference in our health. For more information on sleep, activity, and nutrition, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine, one team, one purpose, conserving the fighting strength.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Bob Wiedauer, the Vice President of Sales Development and Military Programs at Combined Insurance. Before we went to break, we were discussing Bob's role at Combined Insurance and his experience in the military. Bob, Combined Insurance has received a number of accolades for your military hiring efforts. Would you tell us about those?
Absolutely. I'd love to. In 2017, Combined Insurance was once again ranked as a top military-friendly employer by GI Jobs Magazine. That's the sixth year in a row we've made their list, third year in a row in the top five. In 2015-2016, we were named the number one military-friendly employer in the nation. We're very proud of that. We were also ranked as a top military spouse-friendly employer by Military Spouse magazine for the second year in a row. We're very proud of that as well. And most recently, we were ranked in the Military Times Best of Vets employers list. Since 2013, when we've actually a very significant focus on hiring veterans, we've hired about 4,200 veterans and their family members. And just before Memorial Day of this year, we announced that we plan to hire 2,000 more veterans and their family members by the end of 2019. So, but in addition, I also want to note that we are also give back to the military and veteran-focused charities through various methods of employee volunteerism and corporate donations. We've given to organizations such as Luke's Wings, Fisher House, USO, and more. I'm very proud to work for a company that is committed to providing meaningful careers and supporting veterans through various methods.
Bob, why does Combined Insurance Fund that those with military backgrounds seem to be a good fit for the job opportunities?
Yeah, veterans possess many qualities that we value: integrity, initiative, drive, ability to overcome obstacles. That's just to name a few. What we provide at Combined tends to work well for veterans. We have a structured sales process, which we take time to train them properly, and then we give them the freedom to use that process in an unstructured manner. So we provide the guidance and preparation, but allow them to apply their own know-how or how and when they choose. We have a number of individual military backgrounds that have been very successful here.
That's great.
Awesome. Can you tell us about the opportunities that you make available to military spouses?
Yeah, a large portion of our positions are sales agents. These roles are great opportunities, I think anyway, for military spouses, because once you receive the proper licensing and go through the training school that I mentioned previously, your success is largely based on what you make of it. So there's no, it's not, you know, 8 to 5 and you have to be at this desk or anything like that. It's very flexible, and it's kind of on your own terms when you want to meet with clients. So if you want to son's Little League during the summer, you can do that. If you want to make sure you're home every day when your daughter comes home from school, you can do that as well. It's flexible. There's also flexibility in terms of location. So, you know, one would have to be licensed to sell in a specific state, but if you moved as a military spouse, for example, because of your spouse's duties, and you receive that state-specific licensing, you can continue as a sales agent for Combined Insurance. So it's very, very portable. And I would encourage all your listeners to go to the website, combinedinsurance.com, to look up what we have available.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Why is Combined Insurance a good fit, do you feel, in particular, for military spouses?
Well, most spouses possess all the great traits that I mentioned earlier that service members provide. In addition, as you know better than I, they make sacrifices on the home front, and we recognize and applaud that service as well. So they actually, in some cases, do more than the actual veterans do or the service members. And I already mentioned this, but one of the significant assets of a combined career is the portability of the job. It was always a challenge for my wife, I know, to find gainful employment after each of our PCSs. So taking the job with you is very useful.
Yes.
We hold all those spouses as dear as we do the veterans.
That's great. What tips or advice do you have for military family about to make the transition into civilian life?
There's a few things. In my opinion, the first thing you need to do is determine your order of priority, which I mentioned at the start. Are you going to move somewhere that's best for your family and then find a job, or are you going to find a job and then move to that location? There's advantages and disadvantages to each of those, but you need to decide this, and I strongly recommend you do it together as a family. Second, position is not easy, and sometimes it's a bit daunting. You need to attack it like you've done everything else in your military career. Establish an objective, build steps to achieve that objective, and then execute that plan. And, you know, everybody would always recommends that you try and figure out what your skills are, what skills you have that you've gained and honed in the military and that you enjoy doing, and how you could use those in a military career, whether you go to, a civilian career, whether you go to a corporate role, a sales role, or, own your own business. You want to build your story around these skills. Then, there's two other things that I would recommend as well. Network, and we could do a whole show on how to network, the right and wrong ways of networking. But basically, it's talk to everyone you know, put yourself out there to meet people. You never know where the conversation will lead. But the bottom line is to get out there, meet people, take a genuine interest in who they are, and try to match your skills in a way that will help them. And always look at it from that respect. How can I help you? And then finally, I would recommend when you are searching for businesses, to look for one that is military friendly, that has a military culture, or at least embraces a military culture, embraces the values of the military, and values military traits and qualities and service. That's a big thing, and it will make your transition much easier.
Great. Now I have a few questions on Twitter from our Twitter feed, listeners that are listening in that. Ask us questions on Twitter. Okay, I'm trying to read small print here. So, Combined Insurance hires military members. Do you also have a high military customer clientele with insurance?
We do not. We have a high veteran clientele, but not active duty military. We do not market to the military. We market to the civilian population.
I have a question that came in as well. How easy or hard is it to transition into family time after so much time in service? Was that an issue, Bob?
No. Most military service members transition to a civilian job, and they're away from home just as much as when they were serving on active duty, with the exception of the deployments, of course. But it's actually very, very nice to come home every night to your family. So that part is very refreshing. There were once or twice where my wife and I looked at each other and said, "Isn't it about time for you to deploy or something?" And we just kind of made a joke of it, but it's really nice.
And another question. Okay, what would you tell someone who's nervous about networking?
Well,
any tips or advice?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of alluded to this in the answer to a previous question. And there's, sometimes people, and I would imagine the person that wrote this question probably thinks that networking is how can I get something out of this person that I'm trying to meet. And if you approach it that way, it probably will be nerve-wracking. You'll probably be there'll be a little anxiety trying to do it. The way I try to coach people is that networking is how can I help the other person. I really sincerely want to learn about people. I want to meet people. I want to learn who they are and what's important to them, and then see how I can help them. Through that type of an attitude and a relationship, that's how you build relations. That's how you build a network. That's how you build friends. That's how you build relationships. If you go into it trying to figure out how they can help me, you're going to be much, much less successful, and you know the other person's probably going to discern that, and they're going to understand that that's what you're trying to do, and will probably put up some sort of shield. So always go into the relationship genuinely. How can I help you? And in some cases, that'll mean I can help you by using my skills to better your company. In some cases, that could mean many different, you know, something completely different. But over time, you're going to build your network just by helping people.
Okay. Another question that came in, excuse me, in addition to consistent hours, in addition to the consistent hours and the home time, what's the biggest difference that you've experienced between working with the military service and working with combined insurance?
I have to pick out my own clothes every day. That's a challenge. Somebody always told me what to wear, but picking out my own clothes was a challenge. But the two companies that I've worked for since I got out of the military were very mission driven, are very objective focused. I think, and what I've discerned from talking to others, that's been a challenge in some other companies in that they really didn't know what the end result was supposed to be. They didn't really know where the company was going. They really didn't know what objective they and their, you know, work unit were trying to achieve. And I've always experienced that, fortunately. So that's never been a real challenge. And as a group, we all work together to achieve that objective. So what I've heard from others is that was probably the biggest challenge.
Okay.
And, Bob, thank you so much for your patience with all these questions. This obviously has piqued interest with our listeners. So we do have one more from our listeners off of Twitter for you. Are there any specific type of insurance that a vet needs rather than active duty? I'm assuming that's the difference between what active duty would need with a vet, like the transition.
Yeah, I think the question gets to you're on active military service. You have some insurances provided to you, health insurance being one of them, a very inexpensive life insurance being another. So you need to plan to replace those somehow. If you retire from the military, of course your health insurance is taken care of, but you need to make the decision if you're going to transition the SGLI to private insurance company, or if you're going to take the VGLI. But if you are separating before, you know, retirement eligible, then you've got to replace all those things. So whatever you have today on active duty, you need to replace that in civilian service. It's, you know, the dental insurance, the health insurance, eye exams and things like that are covered in the military under the health insurance, but you need to get that separately on the civilian side, and, of course, life insurance. So you need to figure all those things out during that transition period. And sometimes your employer will help you do that. Most of the time they have those plans available.
Okay, Bob. Hey, can you tell us one more time where our listeners can go to learn more about combined insurance and job opportunities?
Sure. It's combinedinsurance.com. Combined is C-O-M-B-I-N-E-D. Combinedinsurance.com, and there's a military section from the homepage, and it'll tell you about the military or the job opportunities for the military there.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, Bob, thanks so much for being our guest this evening. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and away from your grandbabies to share with us about combined insurance and all the opportunities for military members and their families.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next week, June 12, 2017, when our featured guest will be Gray Zachary, talking with us about blended military families and the unique challenges that they face.
In the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journeys with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out. Have a great evening.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.